You can know.
Yeah. All right. Last evening, we were privileged to spend some time over on the other side of the building and to look and see what the Lord is doing with and through many of the missionaries that are serving Him. Who can tell me what type of work is going on over there? What different areas of work? What did we see when we went over there? Let's not all answer at once. Ministry? All right, give me an example. Okay, the Arabic one, the ministry to the Arabic. All right, give me another. Lars.
Evangelism.
Literature. Good. What else?
In India, there was a senior citizen taking care of the place, the old person place.
All right. There's also the... orphanage. All right, so we notice that there is different areas that the Lord is working. Literature work, books, tracts being printed, and there's those that are qualified and able to work in that field. There's those doing evangelism, and that the Lord has raised up evangelists to go out and to preach the gospel. Go ye into all the world, and are preaching the gospel. And so tonight, I want to thank, you know, each one of us here who knows the Lord Jesus as Savior. What is it that the Lord is asking me to do? What would He have me to do? And that's a challenge for every one of us. Let's open our Bibles and read just a couple of verses. Let's go to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. We want to read part of one verse. Part of verse 49. The Lord answers to His parents and says, "Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" I was struck with this verse today from the ministry meeting. "Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" And you know, Brother Brian, when he was ministering the word, he said, and I liked the question, and he said, people have asked him, you know, when did you go into the Lord's work? Who was at the ministry meeting? Who can give me an answer? Anybody there? You know what the answer is? The moment I got saved. Put your hand up higher next time. The moment I got saved. What a good answer. You know that when we confess Jesus Christ as Lord, what does that mean? It means that He owns us. We are not our own. We've been bought with a price. Jesus Christ is Lord. And so the moment we're saved, essentially, we go into the Lord's work as a servant for Him. "Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" And so, as we're here, young people, we each one of us have different aspirations in life. And we're seeking, what is it the Lord would have us to do? And here, I am not advocating that the Lord is sending each one of us out into the mission field. But I'm advocating that the Lord is sending each one of us in some aspect of his work here on planet Earth, somewhere. And what has he given you to do? And you may be going to school, and you may be going to be an accountant. Wow, that's sure not like going out into Africa or to Colombia, is it? Oh no, but you know, there are those that are using their ability as accountants, accounting. There's handling the Lord's money. You know, and there's so many different areas that the Lord, and he can use each one in every field in some way. And are we ready to be used? That's the challenge. So let's read another verse. Revelation. Good?